live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, the health watchdog has published reports on two separate residential centres in Donegal for people with disabilities. Donegal County Council is being urged to carry out repairs on a bridge on the Bominey to Letterleague Road. The HSE says it's unacceptable for elderly patients to be waiting hours on trolleys, but says it's doing everything it can to cope with surge in emergency departments. And the new Northern Secretary has pledged to meet with Derry City and Strabane District Council to discuss the campaign to secure a city deal for the region. Those stories to follow in full plus more, and we'll have the latest in sport with Oisin Kelly coming up at about 5:15. But first in news, the HSE says it's unacceptable for elderly patients to be waiting for hours on trolleys, but it's doing everything it can to cope with the surge in emergency departments. The health service has blamed the high numbers of patients on trolleys on the flu and Ireland's ageing population. An estimated 18 to 20,000 people had the flu last week and is expected to peak this week or next. According to the INMO, there were 544 patients on trolleys today. 23 of those were waiting on a bed at Letterkenny University Hospital, down 20 on yesterday's figure. Damien McCallion, who heads up the HSE Winter Initiative, was asked earlier about elderly patients waiting hours on trolleys.
Clearly in those scenarios it's unacceptable. We can't accept those sort of situations. So what we do focus on every day is we look at those patients that are delayed over 9 hours, over 24 hours. There can be in some cases circumstances perhaps with the use of isolation facilities and so on in the emergency department, or from a clinical perspective that is important. But clearly in the examples that you've mentioned, that, you know, that isn't acceptable, and that's something that's focused on a daily basis to ensure that we try and minimise those sort of situations.
The health watchdog has published reports on two separate residential centres in Donegal for people with disabilities. The two centres in question are Seaview Respite House in Mount Charles and Fernhill Respite House in Donegal. In other areas, HICWA has found the centres to be compliant. However, they are advising ongoing monitoring of fire risk management, staffing arrangements and rostering within the two centres. Catherine Gaffney reports.
At Seaview Respite House, the inspector found that overall the provider had put in place systems to manage fire safety and risk management within the centre. However, a fire risk assessment report, which was completed for the centre in July of last year, was not available to the inspector on the day of the inspection. The provider failed to provide this report in the days ahead. Therefore, the inspector could not determine if the provider had taken adequate precautions to manage and mitigate the fire risks within the centre. Of the 54 residents, 35 of them had not yet participated in a fire drill. Fire drill records also demonstrated incidents where residents resisted evacuation. Residents' personnel evacuation plans did not provide clear guidance to staff on how to support residents where such incidents occur. Meanwhile, at Fernhill Respite House, the inspector found that not all personnel files contained copies of Garda vetting disclosures, photo identification and employment references, as required under Schedule 2 of the regulations.
Nigel Farage has suggested he would back calls for a second Brexit referendum. The former UKIP leader says it would show even more British people would want to leave the EU now. Sean Defoe has more.
Almost since the day it passed, there's been calls for a second Brexit vote, mostly from the Remain side. But speaking to The Right Show in the UK, Brexiteer Nigel Farage believes things would go the same way if it was held again.
I think if we had a second referendum on EU membership, we'd kill it off for a generation. The percentage that would vote to leave next time would be very much bigger than it was last time round. We may just finish the whole thing off.
He suggested another vote would end the debate once and for all. Fine Gael spokesperson on EU affairs Neil Richmond says he's dumbfounded to find himself agreeing with Nigel Farage. He says there should be a second referendum, but with different options. Senator Richmond says British voters should be given the option to vote either in favour of the final Brexit deal or remaining in the EU.
Serious concern has been raised over the state of a derelict building in Strabane, which is attracting antisocial behaviour to the lower Main Street area. There have been reports of large groups of youth congregating and consuming alcohol at the former McElhills Dental Practice. The building, which has been derelict for some time now, is deemed to be in a very dangerous condition, with fear someone could be seriously injured if action is not taken. West Tyrone MLA Daniel McCrossan says efforts are currently being made to secure the premises.
In recent times has been open to all forms of antisocial behaviour, and that they've managed to gain access to the old building, which in my view wouldn't be safe. And not only endangers the lives of those who enter, but also those who live around it.
And what measures have been taken? Has the owner been contacted and police and so on?
It's always a tricky situation when there's a derelict property involved, particularly this one, because it has been sitting for a long time. And it's situated in a very prominent part of Strabane. It's just in the lower Main Street. It did happen before. We managed to get it started very, very quickly, but this time it seems to have went to a new level. There's elderly people that surround us, and they're very concerned in case someone sets fire to it or in case someone hurts themselves very badly. So we've contacted Environmental Health. We've also contacted the PSNI. We've also attempted to contact the local owners at present, and that is still ongoing. But there needs to be some action taken by both the PSNI and Environmental Health to A, ensure that the building, those who are using the building or entering the building aren't doing that, and that please keep a close eye on that, but also to ensure that Environmental Health enforce that the building is secure and that those who are entering it can no longer do so.
Donegal County Council is being urged to carry out repairs to a small bridge on the Bomini to Letterleague Road, which has collapsed on one side and blocked a drain. Councillor Adrian Glacken told a municipal district meeting this week that the road is now being affected where the bridge has fallen in and could become a hazard for motorists. The council says its roads design team is examining the bridge to see how serious the problem is and will seek funding for any necessary work. Councillor Glacken says it needs to be tackled now.
The road between Bomini and Letterleague is in poor nick. And I mean, right up as far as Letterleague School, you know, there's road service and work need to be done. But there's actually a small bridge that has collapsed at one side. It's blocking the drain beside it. And it's also the road's actually, it's fallen in a bit as well. It's a potential health hazard. Locals have been assaulted there during the recent cold snap, just in case anybody went off on the side. But it's something that definitely needs looked at.
Now, the council is promising to assess the situation and see what needs to be done. It is your belief that if this issue isn't tackled now, it's going to get more serious. And in the longer term, a bigger job that costs much more might be necessary if action isn't taken here and now.
It's an old bridge. And obviously it's probably been in its last legs for a while, but it's gone in now. The road's still passable at the moment, but it is going to deteriorate worse. The council have said that they're going to investigate it and try and get funding for the bridge then after they look at it. But it's definitely something now that it's stitching time, you know, with safe name in this case, because it's a fairly busy road up towards Letterleague. And because of the road conditions already and because of weather conditions and stuff, it is deteriorating, and it's just something that needs to be addressed sooner now before it becomes a bigger problem.
The Regency Hotel murder trial is underway. Patrick Hodge has pleaded not guilty to murdering David Byrne at the Dublin premises almost 2 years ago. The courts heard it would be alleged it was a carefully planned murderous attack. Stephanie Grogan reports.
In his opening statement, prosecuting barrister Sean Galland told the court a boxing weigh-in was taking place at the Regency Hotel on the 5th of February 2016, ahead of a match called the Clash of the Clans. There was a lot of people present, including boxers, managers, trainers and members of the public. He said it would be alleged CCTV captures two men, one with a flat cap and one wearing a wig, approaching the hotel that afternoon. It would be alleged that while the weigh-in was taking place, a number of witnesses heard gunfire and cracking sounds and panic developed. Soon after, it would be alleged three individuals dressed as Gardaí entered the Regency Hotel armed with assault rifles. It would be alleged David Byrne was shot as he ran towards the reception area. He was then approached by a gunman who calmly and coldly discharged their weapon into his head and body. It would be alleged the raiders were looking for a specific person, as the man in the wig was heard saying, "I couldn't effing find him." The prosecution alleges the person in the wig that day is the accused, Patrick Hutch. The 25-year-old from Champions Avenue in Dublin 1 has pleaded not guilty. Stephanie Grogan at the Special Criminal Court.
The new Northern Secretary has pledged to meet with Derry City and Strabane District Council for discussions on a number of issues, including the campaign to secure a city deal for the region. SDLP leader Colm Eastwood says he secured the commitment from Karen Bradley at their first meeting in Stormont. Donal Kavanagh has more.
The previous Northern Secretary, James Brockenshire, had agreed to a meeting in November, and Colm Eastwood says those commitments must be upheld and honoured by his successor. The SDLP leader says all businesses in the city are backing the idea of a city deal along with the council, and the change in personnel must not allow the British government's commitment to it to be diluted in any way. He says the SDLP has long believed that a city deal offers one of the best economic vehicles to deliver a fair share for the future of the North West. He says it would open up funding in order to finally build a full-sized university, upgrade roads and rail, and invest in the skills of the region's young people. Mr. Eastwood says he's confident that a deal can and will be delivered.
A GAA club in the Craigan area of Derry has agreed to open its car park to local residents during adverse weather in order to allow gritting lorries access to local roads. Earlier this week, it emerged that gritting lorries could not get into Craigan Heights because of a high volume of parked cars blocking their route. Local councillor Collie Kelly says this is a main arterial route through Craigan, and Sean Dolan's GAA club has agreed to allow its grounds to be used. He says this is a clear indication of the community spirit in the area.
It just shows you how good of a community spirit there is once again on Craigan. So after hearing this here, I went and had an interaction with the Sean Dolan's committee, and on the back of that, no Sean Dolan's, anybody knows the Craigan area, is less than a stone throw away from where Craigan Heights is, where this year's where the gritter couldn't get up. So thank God they agreed to, at any time, no day or night, the key holder will be made accessible if needed, if cars is on the way from the gritter coming up, because it's a very long stretch, a lot of homes, and the guts of maybe 150 homes at both sides of the streets affected with us here. So Sean Dolan's will open the club, they let cars go up there, they allow the gritters in, and we're more than thankful, and it's very welcome news for the people in Craigan Heights.
Will the club have to liaise with the councillor? Is this going to be done very much on a local level?
Done on a local level. We, the likes of myself, we, the likes of mayor, community activists, we in the Craigan area, I know it's very much we know who they are type of stuff, and I live not too far from Craigan Heights myself, so it's only always going to be a quick wee phone call, and the key holder lives in Craigan Heights himself from Sean Dolan, so it's very much it's an easy enough agreement when you look at it in hindsight now, Dolan, but it's one that was very much needed.
Sport on Highland, brought to you in association with Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure Letterkenny. Gear up for 2018 with a massive New Year sale now on in store and at michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's 5:15, time to latest sport now with Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Michaela. We start with Gaelic Games, and the first semi-final of the Dr. McKenna Cup between Tyrone and Fermanagh will be played this Sunday at Brewster Park in Enniskillen. Both counties agreed to toss for home advantage. Ulster GA Vice President Oliver Galligan conducted the toss this morning in the Ulster office, and Fermanagh won. Should Brewster Park become unavailable, the game will revert to Hayley Park in Omagh. If both venues are deemed by the Ulster Council to be unplayable, then they will fix for a neutral venue. In soccer, Martin O'Neill remains in talks with Stoke City about succeeding Mark Hughes. Stoke are also being linked with a move for the Espanyol boss, Aquiles Sanchez Flores, in Spain. O'Neill verbally agreed to extend his stay as Republic of Ireland manager in October, but has yet to formally sign a new contract. According to reports today, assistant Roy Keane is likely to join O'Neill at the Potters if he is appointed. Former Irish international Kenny Cunningham says the FAI should convince the Cork man to stay.
I think they were pleased with how the partnership was working, and it seemed an obvious thing down the line, a consequence in terms of at one stage, I think Martin would step aside. It's something that I'd like to see, something which I would have wanted to see a few years ago, to be honest with you, integrate a number of players into the system, one that, working underneath the present manager. So when he did step aside, they would naturally just step into the position.
Northern Ireland's World Cup playoff referee has admitted he made a penalty error. The North lost to Switzerland following a controversial handball decision against Corey Evans. Vivadu Hatagan has acknowledged that he made a mistake. He was speaking to Romanian media after learning he would not referee at the World Cup finals in Russia. Arsenal have sold midfielder Francis Coquelin to Spanish side Valencia. The Premier League team say he's moved for an undisclosed fee. The Frenchman joined the North Londoners in 2008. Manchester United have entered the race to sign Arsenal forward Alexis Sanchez. The Guardian and Sky Italia are reporting that United have lodged a £25 million bid for the Chilean international, who's out of contract at the end of the season. Sanchez has also been heavily linked with a move to Manchester City this month. The Premier League leaders had a deadline day rejected last summer. Tottenham chairman Daniel Levy says the club won't sell any of their key players this summer. Star striker Harry Kane has been linked with a move to Spanish giants Real Madrid, as has Dele Alli. But Levy insists that that is not going to happen.
I'm 100% confident every single player that we want to keep, I can assure you, will be playing for Tottenham Hotspur next season. Maurizio's strategy has always been, if an opportunity arises that he thinks can improve the squad, then we're more than willing to look at it. But January is always a very difficult window.
Leicester boss Claude Puel is determined to prevent Riyad Mahrez leaving the club. The midfielder, who was so influential when they won the Premier League in 2016, has been linked with a move away during the current transfer window. Puel says he remains a big part of his plans. New Sligo Rovers signing Adam Morgan says he wants to be the top scorer in the League of Ireland next season. The 23-year-old has switched from English conference side Halifax Town to the showgrounds ahead of the new season after a determined pursuit by Rovers manager Jared Little. He told Ocean FM that he has high targets for the season ahead.
I want to be the league's top scorer. I haven't come here for anything else other than play football and do the best I can for Sligo Rovers. So I believe, which I know will be given the chance, if given the chance to play games, I'll score a lot of goals. I think that's the only thing I always say, and if I play games, I'll score goals. So I believe I can do really well, and my aim would be to be the league top scorer.
In the FAI Schools Senior B Girls Ulster Cup final today, there was victory for Mulroy College of Milford as they defeated Pobl Scoil Gaedhor by 2-0. Mulroy are now through to the All-Ireland Series, where they will play Dublin side St Killian's DS in the semi-finals. To motorsport, Eugene Donnelly is to make a return to the Irish Tarmac Championship in 2018. The five-time champion will compete in a new Hyundai i20 R5. The car, which will be run by McGeehan Motorsport, was on show at this year's Autosport Show at the NEC Arena in Birmingham. The first rally for Donnelly and the car will be West Cork and St Patrick's weekend, the 17th and 18th of March. Chris Meakin Citroen and Sebastian Ogier and Ford also unveiled their cars today that will take on the World Rally Championship this year. Finally, in cricket, Ireland have won the opening match of the United Arab Emirates Tri-Nations Series. Ed Joyce had an unbeaten century in their 4-wicket win over the hosts in Dubai. The teams will meet again on Saturday before Ireland plays Scotland twice next week. That's it from the sports desk for today here in Highland. We'll have our next bulletin tomorrow morning. Michaela.
Thanks, Oisin. And for weather now, cold with fog lingering in some inland areas this evening. It will be misty and cold tonight with frost and lowest temperatures of 0 to 2 degrees. And just to have a look at the closing headlines, the HSE says it's unacceptable for elderly patients to be waiting for hours on trolleys, but it's doing everything it can to cope with the surge in emergency departments. According to the INMO, there were 544 patients on trolleys today. 23 of those were waiting on a bed at Letterkenny University Hospital, down 20 on yesterday's figure. Donegal County Council is being urged to carry out repairs to a small bridge on the Bomini to Letterleague Road, which has collapsed on one side and blocked a drain. Councillor Adrian Glacken told a municipal district meeting this week that the road is now being affected where the bridge has fallen in and could become a hazard for motorists. The Health Watchdog has published reports on two separate residential centres in Donegal for people with disabilities. The two centres in question are Seaview Respite House in Mount Charles and Fernhill Respite House in Donegal. And the new Northern Secretary has pledged to meet with Derry City and Strabane District Council for discussions on a number of issues, including the campaign to secure a city deal for the region. SDLP leader Colm Eastwood says he secured the commitment from Karen Bradley at the first meeting in Stormont. And that's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to your podcast or for main evening news on our website at highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening.
The obituary notices for this Thursday evening, the 11th of January. The death has occurred at the Carndonagh Community Hospital of Sheila McGonigal, Lemma Tudor, Mallon. Her remains are en route to her late residence. Funeral from there on Saturday morning at 10:15, going to St Mary's Church, Laigh, Mallon, for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 10 a.m. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of desired to Carndonagh Community Hospital Patients Comfort Fund, care of any family member or Pat Kelly Funeral Director, Carndonagh. The death has taken place at Beech Hill Manor Nursing Home, Lisfannan, of Bridget Campbell, Three Trees, Quigley's Point. Her remains are reposing at her late residence. Funeral arrangements will be confirmed later. The death has taken place at the Buncrana Nursing Unit of Kathleen McAlinney, Mindoran, Clonmany. Her remains are reposing at her late residence. Funeral from there on Saturday morning at 10:40, going to St Mary's Church, Clonmany, for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock. Burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of desired to Buncrana Nursing Unit, care of any family member or Comiskey Funeral Directors. House private, please, from 11 p.m. to 10 a.m. The death has taken place of Annie Green, née Harley, Balladurg, Letterkenny, and formerly of Annagree East. Annie's remains are reposing at her late residence in Balladurg. Funeral from there on Saturday morning at 10:15, going to St Eunan's Cathedral, Letterkenny, for 11 o'clock funeral mass. Interment afterwards in the graveyard at St Mary's Star of the Sea Church, Annagree. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 10 a.m. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of desired to Surgical 2, Letterkenny University Hospital, care of any family member. Rosary nightly at 9 o'clock. The death has taken place at Melmount Manor, Strabane, of Mamie McDermott, née McGonigal, 13, Newtown Street, Strabane. Her remains are reposing at her home from 5:30 this evening. Funeral from there on Saturday morning at 9:20 for Requiem Mass in Sacred Heart Church, Derry Road, at 10 o'clock. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to Belmont Manor Residents Comfort Fund, care of Quigley Funeral Directors, 1A Newton Place, Strabane. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. The death has occurred of Pauline McHugh, née Lunny, 7 Ahaloney Road, Killeter, Castle Derg. Pauline's remains are reposing at her late home. Funeral from there on Saturday morning at 10:30 for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock in St Patrick's Church, Ahiarn. Interment afterwards in the adjoining churchyard. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to Ward 42, Altmagavan Hospital, care of Charles Lynch Funeral Director, 50 Castle Finn Road, Castle Derg. The death has occurred at Brindley Manor Nursing Home of James Jim Tinney, 315 Ardbeathan, St Johnson. His remains are reposing at his late residence. Funeral from there on Saturday afternoon at 1:30, going to the Church of Ireland, Killay Parish Church, Carrigans, for funeral service at 2 o'clock, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of desired to Brindley Manor Patients Comfort Fund, care of any family member or Kelly Funeral Directors, Oakfield, Rafoe. Family time, please, from 10 p.m. to 10 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. The sudden death has occurred in Scotland of Danny Sheridan, Clydebank and Ballybose, Creasla. His remains are reposing at the Co-op Funeral Parlour, Clydebank. Viewing tomorrow from 12 noon to 4 p.m. and on Saturday from 9 a.m. to 12 noon and Sunday from 4 p.m. with rosary at 5 p.m. Removal to St Stephen's Chapel for 6 p.m. Funeral mass there on Monday morning at 10 o'clock with burial afterwards in the Old Kilpatrick Cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of desired to the Alzheimer's Society, Heart Foundation, Cancer Research and St Margaret's Hospice. The death has taken place in London of Bill McIntyre, formerly of Derry Hereth, Creasla. His remains will repose at his sister Bridget and Michael McHugh's residence at Woodwater, Cranford, from 6 o'clock this evening. Funeral Mass in St Michael's Church, Creasla, on Saturday morning at 11, with burial afterwards in Doe Cemetery. The death has taken place at her late residence of Philomena Farron, late of Shrove, Greencastle. Her remains are reposing at her sister-in-law Susanna Farron's residence at Shrove. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 10:15 for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass in St Mary's Church, Ballybrack, followed by burial in the adjoining burial ground. Family time, please, from 11 o'clock tonight. The death has taken place at his home of Dan O'Connell, 35 New Street, Sion Mills, formerly of Helen Street, Derry. His remains are reposing at his son Gerard's home at 60, Beldew, Strabane. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 9:25 for Requiem Mass in St Mary's Church, Melmount at 10 o'clock, followed by interment in the adjoining cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to Chest, Heart and Stroke, care of Quigley Funeral Directors, 1A Newton Place, Strabane. Family time, please, from 11 o'clock tonight. The death has occurred at Dunloe District Hospital of Teresa Gallagher, Ne Carr, Chapel Road, Dunloe, formerly of Loughsalt and Glasgow. Her remains are reposing at Bedlin's Funeral Home with rosary tonight at 9 o'clock. Removal tomorrow evening at 5:30, going to St Cronus Church, Dunloe for 6 o'clock to repose overnight. Funeral Mass on Saturday morning at 11 with interment afterwards in Maharee Cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to Dunloe Hospital Patients Comfort Fund, care of any family member or Sean Medlin, Funeral Director. And the death has taken place at his home of John Francis McGilloway, 116A Ballyarnet Road, Derry, formerly of The Column. Funeral leaving his home tomorrow morning at 9:20, going to St Patrick's Church, Pennyburn, for Requiem Mass at 10 o'clock. Interment afterwards in the city cemetery.